Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hello.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives.
Yes.
So on today's show, we are going to continue with some questions and answers. These are your questions from our Instagram following. And there were so many good ones, we couldn't finish it on the prior show. So this is part two. And if you haven't heard part one yet, maybe you should listen to that one first. But if you're all caught up, get ready, because there's some more great questions coming up.
But before we get to those questions, I'd like to let everyone know about our Facebook group.
Yes.
We
launched a Facebook group.
Yeah.
So it's a group for everyone. It's a group for parents, children, I think over teens. Yeah, not children, but teens.
Yeah.
But it's a supportive group that is for everyone, for the community to feel support and to learn from and to share advice and to ask questions and to have some fun. So,
'cause we can all learn from each other.
100%. So if you're a Facebook user, make sure you look out for our Facebook group.
It is called the Family Rules.
Yes.
Facebook group, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Question. Who's going to go first?
I got a question right here. It's from Gail Alexander.
Okay.
She says...
Hey, Gail.
How are you, Gail? She says, no relationship is perfect, but you guys seem perfect to me. Do you guys argue?
That's really sweet, Gail. Of course we argue, but I mean, I don't know. Disagreement is more of a word, I think, that suits us. We don't really argue.
Yeah, and I've mentioned this before, you know, I just don't like arguing. My parents would argue. I mean, I think normal, like the normal amount. I see my friends' parents argue. I just became very anti-arguing.
Yeah.
So I've never been an arguing type, and neither are you.
No, I haven't. Even before I met you, I wasn't. I'm more shut down, though, which is probably not the best thing to do.
Mm. What do you mean by shutdown?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I just like would rather not talk about it because I'm heated at the moment and then maybe come back to it later.
Okay.
But now maturing and growing up, I guess I would say, I prefer to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
In a very calm, respectful way.
I think oftentimes if we get into arguments, we lose the goal of growing together. Because oftentimes when we argue... I think the ego comes into play. We want to be right.
Oh, yes.
So when you want to be right, oftentimes you're not really searching for unification or growth. You're searching for confirmation with what you thought or what you want to believe. And I think that's a dangerous approach to have. I know that's how I kind of think. I don't know if I want to say when we have a disagreement, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm hoping that that's kind of marinated into my character.
Yeah.
And I think yours as well, where we want to grow as a union, we want to grow as people. And I think oftentimes, and I know that for us, the best way to grow is to learn and to accept when we're wrong. So if you have that in the back of your mind, I think it will really limit the amount of arguments you will have.
It goes back to respect. You need to respect each other and also respect each other's feelings.
Yes.
We don't really believe in arguing.
No.
And Gail, everybody knows it. No relationship is perfect.
Yeah.
But I think we really try to work on ours and have that respect, that mutual respect for each other.
There you go. Okay, Hijos de Virginia has another question. Is being popular stressful in keeping strong marriages going?
That's a question for you.
Why for me?
I don't know, because I don't feel like I'm the popular one. You are. And I'm okay with that.
Well, I think... I don't think so. I think... I think we just want to bring positivity. I just feel in today's world, we don't really live in a private world anymore.
Right.
You know, there's...
We used to try to be really private.
Oh, yeah.
Especially you. I mean, I've always been pretty private. But now it's like, you're right.
It's too hard to maintain that privacy. And on top of that, I think we've just gotten to the point where we see the benefit we can have by sharing our lives and sharing what we've learned.
So true.
I don't think we really see ourselves as popular, even though I know there's some that would argue against that. We don't really think of it that way. We just want to project positivity and help people and help ourselves. So we're not really looking at it as we're popular and that's contributing or not playing a factor in stress. We just live.
Just live.
All right, friend, you got a question.
I do. This is from Kiwa Ross. I want to say that's the name.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to renew your vows sometime? I would say yes.
Yeah. What marriage number would that be for? What and
you know, I don't know if there's a traditional number. Maybe there is. Maybe the 25th year. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what year. We beat to the sound of our own drum. So it's been 13 years. I'm thinking 25th year anniversary would be kind of cool.
Okay. So where would you want to renew your vows?
Same place.
Same place?
Yeah.
Same ceremony, same everything?
No, I would want to have a party the kind of the same way we did. That was so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same place, though.
Same place.
There you go. We know where we're going to be. Same date?
Yeah.
All right. So June 28th, 2032.
Is that when? Woo.
It's 25 years.
Wowzer.
All right. I know where I'll be on that date.
I know where you'll be.
Okay. So Tori has a question. Is there one thing you'll do differently if you can go back in the past?
Ooh. I think so.
What would you do?
I would want to trust you more.
You would want
I would want to put my guard down. I've always been envious of those people who have kind of just like never been hurt and just kind of live life and let love in, and it's a beautiful thing. And that me, I've always had a wall up, and it's because of my past. I think I would have probably put that wall down and trusted you way sooner.
Yeah, but it's understandable why you didn't, my love.
How about you? Would you have? What would you have changed?
I don't think I would do much different.
No?
I mean...
Come on, TJ. Think about it.
I really don't. I'm one of those who doesn't have many regrets in life. I think all of what we've learned in the past is why we are at where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. So I don't necessarily think there's anything I would change. Is there something you think I would say?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, everybody wants to change, tweak a little something. A little something?
I don't think so. I really don't. The only thing maybe is just to propose earlier, but...
Oh, would you? That's a good one.
I think so. I mean, that could be. But at the same time, you're talking to someone who didn't want to get married and didn't believe in marriage. So it took me time. And I can't say...
Time?
It took me a while. But,
yes, it did.
But I'm here.
You're here.
And I'm good. I'm locked in. Okay, Crystal wants to know, how do you stay happy and keep being in love?
Oh.
I think we keep things relatively light.
Yeah.
I think we laugh a lot. We lightly tease each other. But when it comes down to it, we always have each other's back. And I think if you can communicate with your partner your goals on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and also communicate that you love your partner on a regular basis, I think that really contributes to staying and being in love. And when you're in love, I think happiness is an easy result.
I also feel that not trying to change each other is really important. And in saying that, I feel like you should change yourselves for the better. you know, but don't try to change your partner. I feel like we truly accept one another for who we are. Yeah.
It's important.
Very important.
That's important. Well said. Do you have another question? You're looking into my eyes lost, and it's your turn to ask a question.
Your twinkly little eyes.
This is a great question from Bean_Smith02. What is the best advice for a first relationship?
Goodness.
That's a great question. So
that's a great question, but there's many things. But
what advice would you give your child in their first relationship?
I would probably say keep things light and have fun. Be happy. It's supposed to be a blissful time.
Yeah. I would say to be authentic, be yourself, and be willing to go where your heart tells it to go. To make sure you are being respected. Make sure you are being respectful. Make sure you are being fair, and to make sure your person you're having this first relationship is also being fair, and make sure you respect yourself. Did I already say that? I did.
You did.
Yes, that's probably if I could only say one thing, it would be that, because oftentimes, especially for a daughter, I worry that girls seem to be so giving, you know, and I worry that if a daughter of mine were to go on a date, that she'd be so trying to support and give to her date that she would lose herself. And I want a giving daughter, but at the same time, I want someone who's not going to be taking advantage of my daughter.
That starts young. That's where you teach them to be strong and confident in who they are.
It does start young, but when that first date happens, that's something I would say to my daughter.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, and here's a question from, I believe it's Nala Johnstone. When the one feels down, what do you do to help cheer them up?
Food.
Ha, amen to that.
Food for Franny.
TJ's is a little different. I guess it would be food for men. But wait. No, that's not...
Are you trying to?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, woo.
Oh, okay. You don't need to say food for men. This isn't.
Keep it PG. Anyway, I think when I see TJ down, it's funny because you and I, we feed off of each other's energy. Mm-hmm. And when one of us is down, the other one knows, we automatically know that we have to be stronger for the other one. Mm. So I think. I just, you know, you'll be working and I can see you're a little stressed and I'll just say, honey, how can I help you? What can I do to make your day or this time less stressful for you?
You do that. And I love when you do that because it's very helpful. That's not only the right answer, but that's the one that I think is most effective for me.
And yours, how you cheer me up?
Is food. You thought I was playing?
He's not playing. It's the truth.
It's food.
I will own that.
Okay, so Paris Jackson Rocks has a great question. What was it like being in an interracial relationship? Did you ever, I mean, you were in an interracial relationship prior to me.
Yes.
So was it any different for you? That's all you know, right?
Yeah, that's all I know.
Tell me what it's like.
I don't feel like it's abnormal or different or weird or.
You ever felt treated different from people who see you?
When I was younger, yes. When I was younger, I felt like I was treated differently on both sides.
And why did it never affect you?
Because I don't care what people think about me. I just don't, you know, I try to be a good person. And I try to live a positive life, and their comments just never really affected me.
Hmm.
Some people are going to like it and some people aren't. I mean, you know.
Well said. I never, maybe I'm just oblivious. Maybe I don't care. Maybe I didn't look for it. Maybe you got bad looks or maybe I did, but I don't really pay attention to that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So.
It probably went over your head anyway.
My mind isn't there. So that's not what I'm looking for in life. And unless it was blatant, But again, I don't really remember any experiences where I felt it was like blatant disrespect from either a black person, white person, or any other nationality. So there's been some comments, especially when the Jackson's Next Generation yes. show came out. There was some kind of negative comments, but I don't blame people. I don't see it as, again, I've gotten to a point in my life where negative comments don't really affect me. I feel bad for that person, and I'm hoping and sending love for that person. So I understand where some of it comes from, mm-hmm. But I can't change my life.
Yeah.
Next question. Sophie C. Reisier wants to know, how do you handle your disagreements regarding children?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because you and I, we really, really try to keep it. If we're gonna disagree, we try to do that privately.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
That's important.
We try not to do it in front of the kids, because to be honest, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And again, when you disagree, even if you feel your partner's wrong with what they say, if you disagree in front of the children, it really diminishes not only the respect for the words that were said, but also in a way the respect that kid can have for that parent. For any of us as parents, we always want our kids to respect what we say and how we look at ourselves as parents. So no matter what, if Francis says, if I take Rio to get a bowl of cereal mm-hmm. at 9:30 at night.
And, oh my goodness.
And it happens, not often, but maybe once every 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
It's really a fun thing you've always done with all the kids.
It's like a Christmas treat. Thing. So, but you know, Francis, if it bothers her because Rio just had a snack or something of that scenario, she may not agree with it, but she wouldn't say it in front of Rio. She would say, wait for Rio to leave and then mention it. And I honestly think that's the biggest advice we can give, is to not disagree in front of your kids. A lot of couples do that, and the kid just loses respect, not only for, again, what is said or what is told, but also for the parents. You have to be a united front, regardless if you're married, divorced, single, separated. Mm-hmm. You have to be a united front, and that's probably the best advice I can give to any parents when it comes to disagreements regarding the children.
Yeah, I think it's a very uncomfortable thing for kids to see their parents argue or disagree on things. I mean, disagreements, it's normal. It's human nature. Just be careful not to ever belittle each other, you know. You gotta be always go back to respect. Okay, here's a question. Marlene_Renard. Did your relationship change when you had kids, and how did it evolve? The thing with us is that we decided to have Royal very early in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
I do.
So, yeah, it's kind of all we knew, right?
I don't think our relationship changed much at all.
I think it became stronger, more loving.
We got serious pretty quickly, but I don't think, you know, we already had two with Sage and Lexi, and then adding Royal, who was a great baby and a great kid, it just added and made the family more loving. I think when Sage left was when things kind of got different, which was a whole nother thing, but it was our first time experiencing middle age or that time period. And that's when I think the first time parenting got difficult, because that was when you were definitely in the thick of it with separation and you know, dealing with where Sage was going to be. And, you know, Sage ended up going to live with his father.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think it got difficult. But up until then, which was a good 2 or 3 year period, 4 year period, life was great and easy and fun and loving. And
it was.
I think it was wonderful. So, when Royal came into the picture, he was just a bonus.
Yeah, I agree.
Nikki Fiji has a great question. If a spouse doesn't like talking, what's the best way to get them to open up?
For us, you don't love to talk about things, honey. So I try not to harp. I try to give you... The thing with you is that it has to be the right moment.
Mm.
If you have all these things on your mind and a lot on your plate, I just don't even bother to, you know, even to come until I feel like it's a good time for you.
Mm.
So I try to wait. Usually we talk best late at night when the kids are in bed, or early in the morning before the kids wake up.
Yeah.
Those are the times that we usually can have our talks with each other if we need to speak about something.
I think just talking to them, you know, and telling them that you have a question. And maybe just be careful with how you approach that spouse who isn't opening up easy. Because if you come into the scenario as if you're prying or interrogating, it can shut them down even more. So I think the approach will be just to kind of just chill and, you know, maybe just kind of work your way to your point you want to make, but just let the flow of the conversation. Because I don't think for most men, conversing comes as natural as the women.
Yeah.
So I think you have to kind of understand that going in and be respectful of that. And I think you do that. I think you know that I don't open up as much as, you know.
I'm okay with that because I'm a bit like that.
Yeah, but there's some out there that, you know, where the gap could be wider. So
yeah.
In that case, I would just suggest that you, like I said, approach it where you're kind of just talking and just conversing and just connecting first before you ask those questions where you want them to open up on a situation.
You've said something in our relationship pretty early on, and it stuck with me, and I try to live by that. You've always told me it's not your message, it's how you deliver it.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, back in the day, I could have been a little, you know.
Go ahead, tell me.
You know, hot-headed a bit. I'm Latin.
A bit?
It comes natural.
You weren't that bad.
No, I mean, it's just like, yeah. But I've never been like crazy or anything. Well, maybe I have.
No. I mean, you are. No, I'm just playing. No. Yeah. I think it's just, you just got to approach it and understand that for oftentimes, at least when it comes to males, we don't like to converse and talk about certain things, even though it's important. And I understand that. And I'm pretty sure most men understand that. We just don't like to do it. So I would just advise to just approach it in a very friendliest way and try to just have a conversation first and don't approach it when they're busy.
No.
Because then you're going to get frustrated. They're going to get frustrated and you're not going to get the result and the productivity you want to have and you deserve.
This is so true.
So maybe explore it at night or in the morning or on a walk. Those are good times to do it when you have some space to think and to exchange words and thoughts. Okay, so Casey Real 30 has a cool question. She wants to know, what would your response be to when the kids ask about our uncle's background? And I guess I'll expand that to my family background.
Yeah.
I really don't, there's not like a sit down moment where we say, okay, here's a scenario. You have an uncle, you have an aunt, you have a whole family that has been quite successful in the music industry. That talk never happens.
No, it hasn't.
At least that way. Oftentimes what happens is the kids kind of just learn about it, whether it's from school, whether it's from sports, whether it's from family events. You know, if a family member has a concert and we go to it and our kids are coming, they start to understand things slowly. And we've been going to shows and events and gatherings since every year. So they see it, they grow into it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like it that way because I think the moment we have a sit down talk and make it a bigger deal than it should be is to me the moment we risk them developing an ego about it.
We never want them to be boastful about that. And we try to raise them that they're as special as anyone else out there. Everyone is special in their own way.
And there's been a couple of small instances where I could see, and like, I don't want to say egotism, but like pride. And you have to be careful with that because I want the kids to be prideful on who they are. But it's a very fine line to the point where you have to kind of assess, are they kind of thinking they're better or rubbing it in or thinking they're cooler. And we are both very quick to negate that and to freeze that. Because again, we're both big on making sure our whole family is as humble as possible. I believe in the importance of humility. Not only, I think it's right, but I think it's the pathway to really succeed and be fulfilled in life. So that's something that, regardless of the fact if they were Jacksons or not, we don't want our kids to think they're any better or worse than their peers.
Absolutely. Well said, honey.
We got time for one more question.
Okay. This one is from Brianna Smith 218. What do you guys do when kids get in trouble or fight with each other?
I know you. This bothers you more than it bothers me when they fight with each other.
It does, because it doesn't have to be that way. And the reason why I know it doesn't have to be that way is because you can step in as a parent. Look, I'm not saying that siblings shouldn't fight. Absolutely. It's human nature. They are going to. It's part of growing up. I do not like them and will not tolerate them calling each other names or hitting each other.
Correct.
That is not going to happen. And they're really good with that. Yeah. Sometimes you'll get them, you know, and they'll be a little frustrated with each other. But what I do is I just separate them and I say, it's time for a break.
I feel like I got in more fights, even though I didn't get in many fights with my brothers, then I really can't remember our kids getting in any fights.
No.
I really can't, like physical fights. And I agree with you. I want to say enjoy. I got to be careful with that. But I actually don't mind when the kids are poking at each other, because it strengthens them to me. It's just a fine line again. You don't want it to get to the point where it's affecting someone's self-esteem.
Exactly.
Or you see on the one who's doing the digging a sense of joy that's a little bit too much. And then I often will say to that person after, I say, look, the only reason why I didn't get onto you in front of them is because I want this person to be tougher. But you always have to have your siblings back. You better know that, you know, and I think that's important, because I do think a little sibling, you know, sibling tough love is healthy. I really do.
It can be. But I do think that we have different views on this, because I truly try to teach positivity. My mom used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
My mom said that, too.
I still try to do that. And I just, I want them to love each other and just have that unit. Now, look, even in relationships, you're going to have disagreements and a little bit of fighting or whatever. But I just really try to have them be positive to each other. And yes, if you're getting on one another's nerves, it's time to separate for a bit.
Well, I will say this. This is one of the actual few things, I don't want to say we disagree on, but one thing we always kind of like go back and forth on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Frances has a no tolerance policy, where she does not like the kids saying anything negative to each other.
Not anything. I just...
No, you do.
Look,
you
the do. Outside very... world's going to do that enough. See, inside our family, we're supposed to be a unit and strong and positive to one another.
You're right.
Like the kids, you know, they're not supposed to use those words like you dummy and stupid and stuff like that. I don't like them to use those words.
We're going to post a question in our Family Rules Facebook group, one that Frances mentioned at the beginning, where we're going to carry on this conversation and ask the community for their opinions. So if you want to continue that conversation, is it okay for siblings to have a little infighting, a little struggle, a little battling, as long as it doesn't turn to negative name calling, as long as it doesn't turn into any physical altercation, is that okay?
Yes.
We're going to continue that question, like I said, on our Family Rules Facebook group. That is it for today's show. We want to thank you guys for listening. We want to thank you for joining us today. We want to make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.